For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. For the past few weeks, we've been listening to a series of messages brought by Pastor Holland from the Old Testament, where God set his people free from the bondage of Egypt. Today we continue in the next chapter of Exodus, where we find Moses leading the children of Israel to worship the Lord with the following proclamation. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Turn with us to the 15th chapter of Exodus as we listen to the first part of the message entitled, Praise for Deliverance.
So if you have your Bibles today, turn to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter number 15, and we'll continue the study that we began in chapter 14 as we see the children of Israel now on the other side, and God has delivered them and he has protected them and watched over them, and now they're on the other side. And my, what a wonderful victory occurred in their life. I want you to know today that God is still in the business of delivering his people. I believe today that we go through many trials of life, and many times when we do, we experience deliverance, and we understand that the power of God in his hand is upon our lives. And when it does, I would think, and hopefully we would exalt and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and thank him. I remember in the Bible there were 10 lepers that God healed, and out of the 10, only one returned to say thank you. Friend, I want you to know today, if God answers your prayer and God delivers you, there ought to be a sense of joy, there ought to be a sense of appreciation, and you ought to be willing to let him know what you've done. And so I was quite intrigued again as I read the story. As I said, I've read it many times, but we find the children of Israel literally singing a song. What had happened to the Israelites was one of the greatest miracles that had ever transpired in the history of the nation of Israel. There's no miracle ever been performed like it, and there's no miracle that will ever be performed like it, where God rolled back the water, the Red Sea, allowed the children of Israel to walk over on dry ground, and then he crashed it down upon the Egyptians, the enemies that came after them, and God delivered them, and so now they've come to the other side. And if you have your Bibles, just for sake of time today, we're going to read verse 1 and 2. We'll actually be looking at other verses through verse 12. But the Bible said, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." Well, the first thing that he does is he begins to sing a song of praise. Now, if you would think with me a moment, and I don't have time to go back, or I might be 3 weeks on this message, but as I look at it and think about it, if you remember just a little while back, the children of Israel had their backs to the wall. Literally, they had their backs to the Red Sea. We had the Egyptian army closing down on them. And the Bible said the people were very fearful. But Moses stepped up and commanded them to stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord. And they did. And when they did, God opened the Red Sea. They crossed over on dry ground. The enemies went after them that God caused them to go after them. When all the Israelites got to the other side, God crashed the water down and safely saved them. Now, I tell you, maybe you've never had an experience quite that dramatic in your life, but I can tell you this, I believe the children of Israel were looking back, and not only were they saying, boy, we sure were lucky, I believe they were saying, boy, this God is real. God is able. God will do what I cannot do for myself if I will put my faith in him. Now, in these verses that we find here, in this chapter, there's 21 verses, and in these 21 verses, we find the Lord is the focus of their praise. In fact, He is addressed 13 times in this passage of Scripture. 13 times in 21 verses, we find them talking about God and what He had done. You see, Moses and the Israelites were flooded with joy over the moment. Their hearts were overflowing. Isn't it wonderful when God does something? By the way, I was thinking when I was preparing the message of the song that Miss Tricia sings, the God of the mountain is the God in the valley. And could I remind you today that even when we don't have deliverance, and even when we're in the valley, God is still God. Understand that even when we don't have the victory at the very time that we don't have it, understand that God is still in control of our life, and He will meet our need. This was the greatest day of redemption in the history of Israel. God had redeemed them. He had delivered them from being recaptured and carried back down into Egypt. Now, saying all that, we find the Lord is glorious, He's triumphed on the behalf of the people. But then we find the Lord, therefore, is worthy of their praise and renewed commitment. I want you to notice with me some personal things about the praise and renewed commitment that they have to the Lord. They wanted to talk about His relationship with them. And I want to zero in for just a moment, and I don't have time to spend a lot of time on each one of these, but I want you to see what they said about God. The first thing we notice, they said, the Lord is my strength. I want you to know today, no matter what the trial is that confronts you, I want you to know God is your strength. I like the child's song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. He goes on to say, I am weak, but He is strong. I want you to know, many times I've gone through difficulty in life, and most of you in this building have gone through difficulty in your life, and somebody will come to you and they'll say, I don't know how in the world you're going through this. I don't know how you're accepting this. And honestly, you seem to have peace, and you don't seem to be upset about it. And the reason is because you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your strength. He's the one that'll get you through it. Friend, today I cannot depend upon myself because I will fail. But when problems come, He is my strength. I must turn to Him in every time of need. I must trust Him and know that He knows what is best for my life. And so when the trials come in my life and the problems come, I know that He is my strength. When the temptations come my way, and by the way, you will be tempted. But let me say, you'll never be tempted something bad by God, because everything about God is good. But when you are tempted, we find that God is our strength. We find that He's the one that gets us through it. And when it seems almost unbearable, and when it seems you're about to give in, you can know that God is your strength. Not only that, but when suffering comes. I tell you, recently, more than I want to be, I've been at the hospital. I've been sitting in the room when the doctors have come out and give the report. And fortunately, for the last couple of times, it's been pretty good news that we've got. And I'm grateful for that. But I've been there when it wasn't so good. And I tell you, the only thing I can say to that family and say to them people is not that we're just going to have to take what comes our way. But I want to say to them, God is our strength. He is our deliverer, and He will get us through. When evil persecution comes our way, we need to understand that God is our strength. Aren't you glad today? It's not within our strength, or it's not within our ability. It's not within what we do, but it's in what God does as we serve Him and are obedient to Him. The second thing I want you to notice with me in chapter 15, we talk about the fact that He is my strength and song. You know, the believer faces the same trials and sorrows as unbelievers do. Both believers and unbelievers suffer upon earth. Sometimes believers even more so than unbelievers. Because we're in a world where people literally, a lot of people do not like us. They don't like the stand we take. They don't like the fact that we believe in God. But I can tell you this, no matter what comes our way, God gives a song that we can sing. I like the song that says, joy comes in the morning. Everybody probably in this building at some time or another have sat by the bedside of a loved one through the night. And I tell you, that'll be the longest hours you'll ever spend as you sit by that loved one's side. You hold their hand, you pray, and you do all you can. And it seems as if the sun will never rise again. But just as sure as I'm standing here this morning, the sun will pop up. And I tell you, the sun will rise. And could I tell you today, the Son of God will rise up too. And we ought to have a song to sing to Him, Joy in Trials. And friend, no matter where we're at or what we're going through, God gives us a song that we can rejoice in what He's doing. We can sing in the face of sorrow. I quote this a lot, and I know y'all have heard me say it so many times. Songwriter said, I don't need to understand, I just need to hold His hand. And friend, because I don't need to understand, I just need to hold His hand and understand that He knows what's best for my life. I've quoted it dozens of times, but in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. The believer is weak within himself, but the Lord gives us He gives us strength and He gives us a song. But look with me also in that verse. We find in this verse that He is my salvation. I'll tell you today, I can spend a lot of time on that, but I'll not. I trust today, if you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I tell you, it's as simply as confessing your sin, repenting of your sin, asking Him to forgive you and to come into your heart and to save your soul. And I want you to know, as a 10-year-old boy back in April of 1960, I bowed my head. I put my faith and trust in Christ. He saved my soul. I've been saved ever since. I'm going to be saved till He calls me home. You said, how you know that? Because He said He gave me eternal life. Now, the salvation they were talking about was probably not the same salvation we're talking about. He was talking about the salvation that God saved them from the very water that would have drowned them had it come down upon them. But in spite of it all, God has still delivered them. And I'm telling you, I'm grateful as a young boy that God delivered me. And even though I didn't always do everything when it was right, God delivered me again and brought me back to the place where I'd serve Him and love Him and be faithful to Him. So there's a song. There was a song about the Lord is my salvation. But then notice also verse 2, boy, it's just loaded up. They said, He is my God. Again, that's a personal pronoun there. He's my God. I'm not talking about today somebody's God. I'm not talking today necessarily about your God. I'm talking today about my God. And if He's your God, He is your God in a very special way. I believe some of the children of Israel probably, if they'd have took a straw vote, or if they would have asked for opinions, they'd have probably got so many opinions, some would have probably said, well, I believe we need to make a run for it. I believe we need to probably go back. But thank goodness Moses didn't ask for no opinions. He just did what God told him to do. And fortunately enough, the people listened and obeyed him. And when they listened and obeyed, as far as we know, every one of them was saved and redeemed. And when they got to the other side, they was rejoicing. And they were saying they rejoiced because of the God of their salvation. He was the God of their strength. But He was my God. And I tell you today, I'm not ashamed of Him. He's my God. I have no problem letting people know everywhere I go that the Lord, He is my God. And the Bible said, I will prepare my heart for His indwelling presence. When I got saved, He took up residence in my heart in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. He guides me and directs me. And by the way, when I need strength, it's through the Holy Spirit of God that encompasses my heart, that helps me to have the peace and understanding and the joy of knowing Him. And then, as we move on in verse 2, and this is the last one, he said, my Father's God, I will exalt Him. My Father's God, what did he mean by that? He meant all those that was before them, all of their forefathers and all of their relatives and all their grandpas and all of them. He was their God. And I'm glad to report to you today that the same God I serve is the same God that my granddaddy served years ago. He's the same God that my mom and dad served years ago. And I tell you, no matter how much time has passed or where I'm at, He's the God today that I'm going to serve. And I'm glad today, if He was good enough for them, He's good enough for me. And friend, He's good enough for everybody. And that's why it's so important today that He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Have you experienced God's deliverance for your life? Have you taken the time to praise Him? The simple exercise of praise can keep us grateful in good times and in bad times. Next week on this broadcast, we will continue the second part of this message, Praise for Deliverance. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor.
If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.